This is running through right now. I mean, it's an important topic, and that is dogs and cats being sold to pet stores, and there's a bill being proposed in the Illinois House of Representatives that eventually will move to the Senate, we hope, that says, no, you can't do that. If that's the case, Illinois would become the fourth state to ban sales of dogs and cats at pet stores. The others are, let me think about it here, the others are Maine, Maryland, and California. And on the phone now is State Senator Linda Holmes of the 42nd District. Hello, Senator Holmes. How are you?
Well, hello, Steve. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you. I know you feel very strongly about this issue. Why is it that you are in support of a bill that would ban pet stores from selling dogs and cats?
The obvious reason is the sourcing of the dogs and cats. The sourcing tends to be puppy mills, which are extremely inhumane. They tend to be overbred, which leads to a lot of health problems. They also practice some predatory lending practices in which they are charging astronomical percentages for interest on these pests.
Well, there's a separate bill referring to that. So I want to talk about that since you brought that up. It's House Bill 572. Now, let me explain if people don't know. And you know what, Senator Holmes? I think a lot of people just don't know where these animals are from, how they're kept, how they're transported, and all of that. And then you walk into the pet store, and your brain actually tells you. And I'm quite serious about this. We know from studies, multiple studies that have been done, when people look at a puppy, things happen. The oxytocin levels change. Our hormones get all happy. Very, very similar, fascinatingly enough, to looking at a human baby. I mean, it happens. You cannot help but smile if you see a puppy. So you walk into the pet store, you see the puppy, you're positively predisposed maybe anyway, and then you have your kid saying, Mommy, Daddy, I want the puppy, please get the puppy. And then you find out that puppy is, say, $2,500. Not unusual. In fact, that might be a lower cost at many of these pet stores. And then you go to pay, well, you might not have $2,500 handy to pay in your account. That would not be unusual. Then you tell me what happens.
Well, and then they come up and they say, hey, we have wonderful financing options for you. I mean, there was actually a case reported where from a Petland customer that had purchased a $3,500 puppy, only later to find out that the predatory terms of the agreement, the total cost would amount to $26,000 in 5 years.
Literally. I know, because we're talking about interest rates here that are like 100%. How is that allowed to happen in the first place? I suppose they've gone kind of under the radar, and now people who do what you do have caught up with what these pet stores are doing.
And absolutely. And people very often, like you said, this is an emotional purchase. This isn't something people, you know, may not have been planning for. It very often is when you walk into that pet store and you see that pet, you want it and you're willing to do just about anything to get it. Versus if you're seriously thinking about getting a pet, do some research, either get that pet from a shelter. If you want a specific breed, certainly contact reputable breeders or go to a rescue organization. Very often those are breed specific, and you will find a much more reasonable cost to adopt that pet.
Now, you're a Democrat, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, this morning on the radio, on the pet show that I host, I had Representative Andrew Chesney on from the 89th District. He is a Republican, and what he pointed out is if there's ever an issue that is apolitical, whether you're a Democrat or whether you're a Republican or independent, whether you're a Northsider or Southsider or tall or short or African-American or Asian or from Mars, it doesn't matter. Well, those are kind of all my words, not his. But his point was, this should be apolitical.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about the welfare of animals.
That's right. And let's talk again about where they are sourced from. Puppy mills are, I mean, we've seen images on television. This is a nation where most people, it's true statistically, most people in this country have a pet. There are more pets than there are children, in fact, in America. And overwhelmingly, well over 90% of the people who have a pet, including a pet dog, consider that dog a member of the family. Half of all of dogs that are in America sleep in our beds with us. This is a pet-loving country. Yet, we're allowing these puppy mills. If we could do anything to cut them off from supplying dogs, I would think we should be doing it.
And I think we're seeing it. I think we're seeing, you know, more slowly than a lot of us would like. But when you talk about the humane ordinances that stop pet stores from selling pets, that would do it. Now, unfortunately, a lot of places haven't been able to do it statewide. As you've mentioned, there are only three other states, Maryland, Maine, and California, that are doing it. I'm hoping that maybe Illinois can get there. But what's happened then is hundreds of localities, municipal governments or county governments, have gone in and created, you know, the humane pet store bill, which literally means that you cannot sell dogs and cats at a pet store. And remember, the pet industry is a $95 billion industry. So it's not like we're asking these stores or we're putting them out of business. This is not an anti-business proposal. This is basically saying mostly what the stores are selling is going to be for your baby there that you've just adopted. You're going to get it a bed. You're going to get it a leash. You might even get it funny clothes at the holidays. There's people spend their money on with regards to their pets.
Sure. So let me go back to what you point out here. There are about 400 cities of all sizes in America who have banned the sales of dogs and cats. Many of those cities have added rabbits because of where they're sourced from as well. In addition, there are many counties that have done the same, as you point out, three states. You know, if it wasn't for the pandemic, so here's what I happen to know. New York State, they have a state representatives and state senators. They have something else. They have, I don't know what they call it, but one of those two bodies has passed and the other is just waiting. New Jersey is close as well. I think Pennsylvania. There are other states that have got it in the works. And then the pandemic, understandably, slowed things down. 312-981-7200. If you want to chime in on this, we want to hear from you. State Senator Linda Holmes is here talking about, and I so agree with Senator Holmes, selling dogs and cats at pet stores, probably a not a good idea. Steve Dale's Other World on a Sunday afternoon on WGN. We're talking about why dogs and cats, they should not be sold at pet stores. Senator Linda Holmes is here. And so are some of you. Colleen, you're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Okay, this has nothing to do with pet stores, but I have a dog. I've had him for 9 months. I got him from a humane society. He's a part blue tick coonhound and looks like lab. And he's been difficult, but the difficulty was really came to a height yesterday. I was walking him. He got loose. He went after somebody else's dog. They had a small dog.
Oh.
And when the boy picked up the dog, and my dog, in turn, trying to get their dog, bit the boy, broke the skin. It wasn't deep or anything. And I got, of course, two tickets for it. And I'm not fighting that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a grandson. And I just wonder if you knew of any hound rescues in the area.
I don't, but the internet does. Where did you get your dog? Where did you get your dog from?
Munster Humane Society.
They may be able to help you as well. Oftentimes, the Humane Society will say, we need to take the dog back. I mean, if it were me, I understand your concern. I truly do. I would bring in a veterinary behaviorist to say, hey, mm-hmm. it's going to cost you a bit, but, you know, say, hey, can we do something with this dog? Is this salvageable? And to be made safe. And we have a couple of veterinary behaviorists who are amazing. in the area who may be able to help you. Those would be my immediate ideas.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Steve, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, I wish I had a better answer for her. I do, Senator Holmes. 312-981.
Yeah, I do want to answer that, but because I did volunteer for years at the Naperville Humane Society, that if for some reason there was a problem with the pet and you were thinking you had to give it up, you literally in the contract you signed when you adopted the pet, you had to notify the shelter and it had to go back through the shelter.
Right. Not all shelters have that contract, but many do. And
right.
I think, Glenn, you are on WGN.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had a niece that used to work at the Animal Kingdom on the northwest side here on Milwaukee Avenue.
Way back when.
And yes. Yeah. And she was very adamant, she says, because I think it was like in the early stages where people were speaking out, please go to the animal shelters first before you go to the pet stores. They're advocating that. Well, she basically said, in a nutshell, she says, any of the dogs or cats, either if they were kittens or puppies, she said, if they weren't sold over a period of time, they would send them to an animal shelter like the Humane Society downtown. They were caring for them, but at the same time, I guess, because they kept getting shipment in of puppies and kittens, and so they started sending these out to, like, the animal shelters, the ones that weren't sold.
Glenn, I don't know that. Thank you for the call. I don't know that pet stores do that now necessarily, but here's the question. So the other side, if you will, including some of the veterinary associations, which astounds me. I understand why a lemon law, Senator Holmes, was passed years ago. I was supportive of it at the time, which essentially indicates, okay, you purchase a dog from us. Now something's wrong. You can return the animal and get all your money back. And that's all we could do back in the day, but it's not back in the day anymore. And the problem in part with those lemon laws is, to me, it associates a dog with a washing machine that you can take back. People fall in love with that dog. That dog is not a commodity. That's one thing. And the other thing that concerns me is, all right, what about the dogs that aren't sold? And what about the dogs that are taken back, if there are any, because most people don't do it? What happens to those animals? Do you have the same concerns I do? Senator Holmes?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I don't know where. I remember the puppy lemon law. I believe that was Dan Kotowski, Senator Kotowski, that passed that one. I have not heard much about that, so I don't know what happens at this point.
I mean, it made sense. I can tell you because I was there, and it made sense at the time. I don't know if it was Kotowski or not, but it made sense at the time because that's all in that era, 15 years ago or so, that anyone thought could be done. But now we know we can do more, and the concerns about that is just what I said. It's treating dogs like they're a commodity, first of all, and even the courts don't do that anymore completely. And secondly, I'm concerned about what happens to those animals that are returned, because mostly they're returned because they may have a medical issue or two or three or a behavior issue. And yeah, so what's going to happen to them? Audrey, you are on WGN. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi. I'm interested in buying a purebred Himalayan cat, kitten.
Okay.
And I've called you before, and you said to go to, like, Tika, or I forgot what the other one was called.
Cat Fanciers Association.
Okay. There's, like, one registered breeder in Illinois. One.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that. Purebred cats or pedigree cats aren't as sought after. Also, breeders, this is such a complicated issue, Senator Holmes.
Right,
Yeah, it is. What we've done is we've made it harder for responsible breeders to breed. We have disincentivized them with some of the laws that have been passed, and also this general notion that you just shouldn't breed. And there are other factors involved, too, in that if you want to breed responsibly, it just costs more money than it ever has before. And it's physically a challenging thing to do, too, whether you're breeding dogs or cats. So I don't have a magic solution for you. I wish I did, Audrey. I mean, you know, maybe there's one in Indiana that's not too far away, or Wisconsin. I don't know.
Maybe.
I have another.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can give you another option.
Rescue.
You can also look at, I mean, you will find them, you'll find several in a year of the cat shows. And at the cat shows, people do come from, you know, outside of our state, but because then they have those specific breeds. And very often you can get a pet that is somewhat affordable, even from these breeders who are breeding these purebred champion-winning cats, because there's always a certain number that are sold that they're household pet quality.
Pet quality,
meaning maybe their eyes aren't the right shade of blue. Or something. So that's an option too, to meet some reputable breeders.
Because I am trying to do, you know, not support the puppy or the kitten mills, but it's like there's only a few. But yeah, I guess I need to do more research then.
Oh no, Senator Holmes is you know what? Senator Holmes is very smart because she's right. That's a really good idea. I go to cat shows periodically. Now these days they're virtual, but once they begin again, that is a terrific idea. And even if you don't find your cat, it's kind of fun. Audrey, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, can we just jump on my one issue I want to make sure everybody's aware of what's going on in Aurora?
You bet. I was going to ask you about it, but go.
Okay. Only because this is so top of mind. For months, Aurora has been working, trying to stop the pet stores that, because Naperville passed the humane pet legislation, so now we've got two stores crossing over from Naperville wanting to come right into Aurora. And the problem has been is they had a committee of a couple of aldermen meeting. They've been researching this for 4 months. The committee decided, because 95% of the population in Aurora has gotten a hold of them and told them they don't agree with puppy mills. But the attorneys, for some reason, are sort of dragging their feet and saying they want to see if there's a compromise position, which, quite frankly, there isn't. You either are accepting these pet stores that have pets from puppy mills or not. And that's an area that concerns me. You may have noticed that there was a big protest yesterday.
Yes.
With the animal lovers out there.
So what can people who live in that community or nearby do about it?
Well, certainly call city council. It's going to be the aldermen that are going to be voting on this. And from what I have heard, 95% of the calls they have gotten are shown that they are definitely in favor of Aurora having a humane pet store legislation passed.
You know, I know. It's not my opinion. I know the general public is very supportive of doing anything that is possible to diminish puppy mills. There's no question about that. It's about lobbyists, and it's about the pet industry, and it's about the American Kennel Club, and actually in our state, the veterinary association that's supporting all this. Is that true?
Yes, and I have to tell you, frankly, Steve, that is one thing that never fails to astonish me when I am working on the number of animal bills that I've worked for, how often it is that the vets who are tasked with taking care of our animals, and you would think absolutely love animals, are opposing legislation that benefits animals.
Yeah, I would argue it's the associations doing that for reasons I cannot explain, but most veterinarians, so there's an organization that was begun a couple of years ago, and I'm one of the founders, called Veterinary Professionals Against Puppy Mills, VPAPM, and you can find that organization on Facebook and like that organization. So you can contact, if you live in the Aurora area, who?
You can look at who your alder person is, you know, which ward you live in, or you can just contact, you can contact city council. You can certainly reach out to the mayor's office. I'm sure they've been flooded with calls.
Well,
usually these issues get people a little passionate about them, Steve. And I want to say, you know what? I really want to thank you for your advocacy for years for the animals. So thank you for what you do.
Well, right back at you, Senator Holmes. You're incredible. And clearly you've shown very knowledgeable about all this. Thank you very much for joining us, and we will follow this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.